You're listening to SBS News.
After spending much of the year treating critical coronavirus patients in New York, intensive care nurse Sandra Lindsay didn't expect to be the first person in the United States to receive a COVID-19 vaccine on live TV.
It was an emotional experience working on the front lines alongside my team. I saw a lot of pain, hurt, suffering, death, and so I felt a huge sense of relief after I got the vaccine. I was not nervous. As I've mentioned before, I trust the science, so I had no hesitation.
Developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the vaccine received authorization for emergency use in the US last week. Authorities aim to administer 40 million doses across the country by the end of the year to help bring an outbreak that's caused the deaths of more than 300,000 people under control. Canada has also begun its COVID-19 immunisation program, with frontline healthcare workers and nursing home residents among the first to receive the vaccine. It comes as a new variant of coronavirus is detected in England, with authorities fearing it's spreading faster than existing strains. More than 1,000 cases of the new variant have been reported, mainly in the country's south. But England's chief medical officer, Dr. Chris Whitty, says there's no evidence to suggest it causes different or more severe symptoms.
It's not just there's one coronavirus and this is the variant. There are many variants. It just happens that this one has quite a few more mutations than some of the other variants. So that's the reason why we've taken it more, particularly seriously. But there's nothing to suggest that the symptoms are different, that the testing is different, or that the clinical outcome is different for this variant. The main reason we are raising it to people's attention is the question about, is this spreading more quickly? And that may be cause and effect, or it may not.
Dr. Mike Ryan is head of the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program. He says the WHO is working with the international health authorities to assess if the reported mutations might change how the virus is behaving.
This virus evolves and changes over time, and we've seen different variants emerge. The question is, what is their significance in public health terms? Looking at this particular variant, seems to have become more prevalent in the UK. We'll obviously need to work with our international lab network to see if that variant is becoming more prevalent on an international basis.
Meanwhile, new measures intended to limit the spread of coronavirus over the festive period are being announced across the Northern Hemisphere. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says London and parts of the surrounding counties of Essex and Hertfordshire will be placed under the highest level of restrictions from tomorrow.
This means that people can only see friends and family they don't live with or are in a support bubble with in outdoor public places, and of course in line with the rule of six. Hospitality settings must close except takeaway and delivery, and people should avoid travelling outside their area and reduce the number of journeys they make wherever possible.
Despite emerging from a coronavirus lockdown just 2 weeks ago, the Czech Republic is also heading for more restrictions. The country will move to its second highest risk level on Friday, meaning not only widespread closures of businesses such as restaurants, hotels and indoor sports venues, but the implementation of an 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and an early start to the Christmas school holidays. Public gatherings will be limited to 6 people, both indoors and out, but shops will remain open. In the Netherlands, a nationwide lockdown will come into effect today and last for at least 5 weeks. All schools and shops will close, and no more than 2 people will be allowed to gather, even at home. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says an exception will be made for 3 days around Christmas, when 3 adult visitors will be permitted.
We moeten door deze heel zure appel.
We have to bite through this very sour apple before things get better. And yes, it will get better. There will come a time when we leave Corona behind us. Our life will become normal again with very little or no restrictions. That will not happen immediately, also not in a week or in a month. With vaccinations starting in the new year, 2021 would be a year of hope, of light at the end of the tunnel.
and Turkey will be subject to a 5-day full lockdown from New Year's Eve, following a record increase in daily coronavirus deaths. The stay-at-home orders will begin at 9 p.m. on the 31st of December and run to the 4th of January. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.